The following is an unpaid political announcement.
Well, howdy again, fellow Americans. This here is Roy D. Mercer speaking to you as the head of the Pop Knot Party and write-in candidate for president of the good old U.S. of A. Now, ever since I flung my ball cap into the ring and decided I was going to go toe-to-toe with them big boys of politics, or as I like to call them, money bags and flashy rags, folks around these parts have been asking me, they say, Roy, what's this here Pop Knot Party of yours all about? Then I tell them it's just like it says. Come November, I'd like to get Mitt and Barack over for a big party. Then I'll take them on one at a time and won't stop till I put a couple of pop knots on each of their heads. Because I guarantee you, like I told y'all before, it ain't nothing for me to whoop a politician's ass. Of course, hell, as big and lurchy as old Mitt is, it might take me a couple of lunches to get him where I want him. And Obama, let's just say that the only way I'm for gay marriage is that if it involves Jessica Alba and that three-breasted chick from Total Recall. Now, don't get me wrong. If it was as easy as all that, hell, Harry Truman'd still be in the White House. You know, I know for some of y'all, issues is still important, so I'd like to take this opportunity to share a few more of them with you here today. First off, public health insurance. I believe I can boil it down to a few remedies you probably already have around the house. I think if we just get some Robitussin, a few icy hot patches, some Camphophonique, and repeated visits to a shady Asian massage parlor would cure most of it. And then there's immigration. Now, I know that some of y'all's forefathers and foremamas was immigrants, but enough is enough. It's just like I was telling my wife, Sharon Jean, when I was spraying Teflon on her inner thighs so her stretch pants don't catch on fire. I told her, hell, honey, if Joe Buck, Tim McCarver, or Al Michaels can't pronounce your name, you ought not to be here in the first place. And hell, even if we do ship them out, the only two industries that'd be affected are wild animal trainers and tutoring your dumbass kids in math and science. And finally, let's talk a little bit about values. I don't know about y'all, but I have taught my kids the difference betwixt right and wrong. They do know that if they ever do wrong, they'll get them a right across their sassy behinds. And I think that you ought to make porn available in all the red boxes across the nation. Only I think if they do, they should start calling them pink boxes, if you know what I'm saying. I think we should ban all reality shows on TV that don't involve icy road driving truckers or sharks. And I also think we should change the national anthem to either You're Walking on the Fighting Side of Me or Rock Me Like a Hurricane. And I also think that the presidential morals should be beyond reproach. And I tell you right here and now, the only time that anyone of my administration is going to mention a fair, you can be sure they'll be talking about livestock and corn dogs. Well, that didn't come out right. Now, it'll involve Tilt-A-Whirls and Snake Boys. That didn't come right out either. Anyway, I think y'all know what I was getting at. Come November, think values and when you cast your ballot. And when you do, I think you're right in Roy D. Mercer. That's Roy Damn Mercer for president, where my motto is and always will be, vote for me or I'll whoop your ass.
Paid for by Wanda's Wig Barn, where the first tease is always free.